Hilarious.
Hey.
Dude, I have a friend here who wants to know whether you're my dad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, tell her that no, I'm not.
No. It's cool. Dude, I'm kidding. I mean, you don't know. It's not, he's a my best friend, okay? So he's not gonna be laughing or anything.
Your best friend?
You're one of my best friends, absolutely.
Oh, thank you. I'm so touched.
It's, my God, of course I am. I'm gonna switch into Spanish there. No, okay, we can't switch
No,
into
we can't
Spanish.
speak Spanish on this one. Even though I can call you back and we can do it in Spanish later.
No, it's okay. Do you know what classes you're in?
Yeah, I actually found out a few days ago.
What?
I'm going to be taking Operations and Information Management,
uh-huh.
Legal Studies. Yeah, I'm taking Section 210, which is Corporate and
okay.
Business Ethics.
Okay, hold on, Carlos, 1 second.
Uh-huh.
I work recording our conversation for his English class. That's why I'm, like, having to listen, okay? You can come by later if you want, right? Otherwise, I'll have a sign on my door saying, do not enter, somebody's going to eat you up if you do. Okay? See you later, ladies. Okay, doke.
No, so what's this? Who's this friend that you're talking to right there? Or?
She is a friend of mine
mm-hmm.
who is interested in a guy.
Oh, really?
That is not at all interested in her. First of all, there's racial differences, and it's just I don't think it's gonna work.
Mhm. Is she nice, or is
she's
she just
a sweetie?
Me, or is she,
she's a very like, sweet girl.
And he's a dork.
He's a nice guy, but he's kind of the very sweet guy, I'll let you walk all over me type thing. But
right.
he's still not interested in her.
Oh, well. No, I've got this little thing that's coming up. Hey, it's this girl's birthday. And I'm trying to figure out what I should do, if anything. How could I tell? Yeah, no, I wanted to switch over to Spanish so badly.
Me too.
But, no, on the 13th, it's this girl's birthday. And I'm thinking, well, I am a little interested in her. But the last person I sent flowers to loved the flowers.
Are you sure you want to have this recorded?
I don't mind.
Okay.
I'm not using anybody's name, and plus they keep our names out of it.
Uh-huh.
So, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But,
sure.
No, I think they're just doing it for you, like, to check grammar and make sure that we're actually speaking properly and all that other great stuff. I'm getting $10 out of it, so who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
No, and plus we have a 30-minute limit, so if I can't tell you all the great details, I'll call you back later on and let you know.
Okay.
Right?
Okay,
no.
Great details, tell me.
Okay, I'll give you the good details right now. I'm going to go out and have hot chocolate with her, or coffee, but it all depends.
And has she showed interest?
She seems to be, I don't think it's been, like, great interest.
Dude, make friends first.
No, that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
The only thing is that I'm thinking, well, it's her birthday, and her next birthday isn't going to be for another year.
Yeah,
so,
but
I mean,
still, you don't want to...
A little gesture.
Yeah, but you don't want to screw it up.
You're right, I don't want to screw it up. That's why I'm asking for a little bit of advice. I'm asking for some advice.
All right, get her a card and a nice CD that she likes.
And what am I going to know about what CD she likes?
Ask around, find out, go to her room and check out the group that she likes and talk about music and which is her best favorite CD or something. And mine happens to be Sarah McLachlan's really good. Björk
mm-hmm.
is not bad.
Well, I'll remember that for next year.
And I know you that you really will remember, so I'll start to shut up.
What?
But girls.
No, I'm writing that down right now.
Oh, no, you're
Sarah
not. Stop it.
Sarah McLachlan.
Dude, listen.
And that was going to get you 440. God, that sounds horrible in English, doesn't it?
What is that?
440.
Estás loco. Oh, my God.
Well,
no,
you know,
I have 440.
You have 440.
I'm going to give it to you as soon as I tape.
Yeah, sure you are. Sure you are.
Of course
I mean,
I am.
All I got from you was Luis Miguel. God.
You don't like him?
I know. It's great. I have the CD in my stereo.
Yeah, wait a minute. You don't like him?
What? I do like him.
Because if you don't like him, I'll switch.
I do like him, but when you told me that you were going to be giving me Juan Luis Miguel.
440, yeah.
Right. I was looking forward to 440. But since I got Luis Miguel, I like Luis Miguel as well.
Well, okay, I'll send you off 440.
Aye.
No problem. Oh, my God, listen up. I found out who is going to be my house sisters, whatever mates, for next year.
Yeah? How'd you know that already?
Well, because we just had to, we like to know where we're living next year, okay? We're girls, we're like that.
No, well, I already have an idea of what I'm going to be doing for next year, too.
Oh, well, then you'll have to tell me afterwards.
Okay.
But first, let me go.
Okay.
Well, the first one is Panamanian.
Mm-hmm.
She's a really, really nice, really sweet girl, but she's very down to earth, and it's just, you know, another good friend. But then again, it's not just a friend, it's somebody that is like a family member feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And then another one is an Afro-American
mm-hmm.
who is a very intelligent, very nice girl
mm-hmm.
who is a sweetheart, and I love her to death, and she's already like my sister. And the first day I saw her, we were in the ropes course, and I said, and she said, "Well, I'm kind of like the loner type. I tend to stick to myself."
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting next to her, kind of, you know, out of the circle, lying back, and I jumped up and said, "Well, I'm going to change that right now. You and I are going to go everywhere together, and I'm going to take you everywhere with me. You're not going to be alone for 1 minute now." So she really appreciated that, because that kind of helped her in a few things.
That's great.
So she and I bonded immediately. And then the third girl is Raylan,
mm-hmm.
who is a Michiganian who's never left the state that I understand.
Is that your ex-roommate?
No.
Okay.
That ex-roommate has a closed mind, and let me tell you, it's not getting any bigger or any opener, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
No, but this girl is a physics and math major, very intelligent, very inquisitive, and very down to earth. So she'll be like the reality check for us all.
Yeah? Because you guys are just so wild.
Well, Marisa's wild. Kareel is very quiet, very dainty, very clean, very, you know, everything has to be nice.
Uh-huh.
And I like that. I don't want any pigs around here.
Okay.
Are you suggesting I'm a pig?
I'm not suggesting anything. I just like the way you put it.
Okay, good. And then we have a German-American who's been raised in Germany, who's for the first time been in the States.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a French guy, Dominique.
A French guy?
Yeah.
You're having a guy in your girl house?
We have two guys. We need guys. We would never live in a house alone. Oh, sorry, that's Latin, no?
That's what?
That's Latin.
Well, I don't know if it's Latin or not, but if that's the way it's going to go, that's the way it'll go. Very,
mm-hmm.
very interesting. We ought to have some girls in ours, then, come to think of it.
Mm-hmm.
Kick some of the, well, no, we ought to just, like, get a bigger house. Let's see now. We have seven guys, so might as well have 14 girls. Right?
Mm-mm. We don't want any more than six people because it's like a crazy thing. It's no longer family. It's like part two of a dorm.
Right.
And the thing is, we're having sit-down dinners every night, you know, as long as we can make it. If it's a problem or whatever.
You're having what?
Sit-down dinners.
Oh.
Whenever we can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody just eats dinner together. Well, I cook. I love to cook.
Mm-hmm.
It's a de-stressing for me. And they probably clean.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever cooks,
well, I cooked on the boat, and everybody loved me. You know, well, they loved Jonathan. Jonathan made the quesadillas.
Ay, oh, man.
He did everything. I mean, he did so much stuff because he didn't die. I mean, for the first week, remember how he had that ear infection?
Yes.
And he couldn't dive? So he was basically on the boat, so he cooked.
Oh.
So when they came back up, they'd find, like, quesadillas and all that other, like, just, like, simple stuff, but none of them had ever, like, thought of it on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, like, saying, yeah, Jonathan, great stuff.
Oh, that's nice.
So.
Your brother needs a little bit of happiness. I think that he's having.
My brother needs a good woman. That's what he needs.
That's what I think.
He needs to get out of the closet with Adriana because she's in Puerto Rico, and who cares about her being in Puerto Rico?
No, but I don't think Adriana really cares about him the way she
I don't
does.
Know. I mean, he thinks she does, and I think he ought to get down to earth because I don't think anybody could feel the way he thinks she feels about him over the course of knowing him for only 1 week.
Perhaps.
I mean, come on. That type of stuff like takes a little bit, unless you're like totally, totally devoted, loving, blah 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 blah.
How old is your brother? What?
No, but oh, it's his birthday tomorrow.
Oh no! Really?
Oh, see.
Oh, what a sweetheart! How old is he gonna be?
He's gonna be 12.
12.
Just kidding. Now he's turning 17.
17.
Mm-hmm. 17.
I thought I was 17 like yesterday.
Yeah, well, you're 19.
Shut up.
Don't worry, I'll be 19 soon.
Oh, you're not 19 yet.
No, I'm not 19. You're older. You've always known that you've been older than me. You're 2 years. You're 2 months older than me.
I know.
Oh well.
Oh, gosh.
What am I saying? 2 months older than you? You're 4 months older than me. You're old. What am I doing hanging around with old women?
Oh dear. You know, it's mature men. Course.
Oh, wow.
Or mature, whatever the hell you like to say.
Oh, so you're calling me immature?
You.
So
I just said you're a mature man, so you can hang around mature women.
Oh, God. Well, Jonathan, see, that's the part that I understand about Jonathan. He's going to be 17 now. Adriana's going to be 18, I think. I mean, and she's Latin, and she has the same Latin mentality, and usually the Latin mentality goes along the lines of younger woman, older man.
But sometimes it's younger woman teach older man. No, older woman teach younger man.
I rarely hear that one.
Well, I know it does exist.
Well, everything exists, but what's more common?
Mm.
Your older man, younger woman.
In the States?
No, I'm talking about the...
I know. But in the States, they have this terrible thought that everybody has to go out with the same age. And if not, like, 1 year older, and if they find out, the parents find out that the daughter's going out with somebody 2 years older, they're like, no, no, no.
No,
I wonder what they say. A 10-year-old boyfriend.
No, there's like 10, 11 years between you and Olivia, so people here would be like, oh my God.
I know. I have some people in my dorm that are just, they can't believe it. And my mother, she knows that the Americans are like this, so she's like, look, you're not staying in the dorm with him. And I said, yes, Mom. And she said, that doesn't sound convincing. And I'm like, oh, yes, Mom.
Yes.
Bullshit, we're not renting out a hotel. I'm telling you, I'm paying for the rental car. I'm not going to pay for a hotel when I have a room here. Sorry.
Now, is the room big enough? Or is it going to be, like, all scrunchy?
Big enough.
What? Excellent.
Big enough. And nobody's going to be here, so nobody's going to care. We'll just tell her we stayed at the Best Western over here.
Yeah, and then I'll call up, Mrs. Franciscus, how are you? It's been so many months since I last spoke to you. You never guess what I know.
Shut up.
You never guess what's being recorded.
Oh, I forgot! Oh my God! And you said the last name, dude. That is not cool.
Don't worry. We don't know where we don't know where your parents are.
God.
Don't worry about it.
Still. No, I'm not worried about it. I mean, if they find out, they find out. But
yeah. Well, they're not going to find out from me.
No, but my mother's. She was like, just, you know, don't make it. She's just trying to make it easier for me. I understand.
Mhm. No. And how should they? Oh, I sent your. Did I send your sister an email message?
Adriana.
No.
Daniela.
I
don't know.
Yeah, I got her email address. It's not the. Did you know that she had email?
Yeah.
Does she use email?
Once in a blue moon.
Once in a blue moon? No, because I pulled her email address off the World Wide Web. So I was thinking about sending her an email message, but I wanted to find out if she actually used it.
She does, but not really much. It's not like here.
Well, if you talk to her, tell her that I'll be sending her something.
That's cool.
So to check her, so have her to check her email message. And
my sister adores
you.
She's like, see, that's the perfect man. I'm like, oh my God, here we go again.
Well,
she wanted to have a son like you, and I was saying, whatever, Danielle, that's a great idea. Just
she wanted a what?
It. She wanted to have a son like you.
A son like me.
Yeah. They're getting married. She's getting married.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
When?
Wait. She doesn't know yet, but she thinks.
She doesn't... hold on. Is he asking her or is she asking him?
They've been thinking about it for a long time. She's lived together with him for like a year.
Mm-hmm.
And she thinks this is the man, and she'll tell him in August?
In
yeah.
August?
Yeah.
That's
she needs 6 months.
She's waiting another 9 months to ask him or to tell him?
Well, you know, I think it's better than to screw up.
I'm not saying it's worse. I'm saying it's
he is a very patient guy, and if he's really willing to work and make this relationship work, he's going to make it work by waiting.
I'm not saying he's the impatient one, but I'm thinking that if she's already thinking about it, then she better be careful.
She's 23. She has to be careful. She's 23. She has to be careful.
Okay. Just checking.
She has to make it real short because she has to grow, and she has to make sure that her husband can grow with her and they can support each other.
Yeah, I'm trying to think here. My parents have been married for 20 years. It's going to be 20 years in, God, 7 days, 8 days. Golly. Oh boy, the big 2-0. No.
And do they really like get along very, very well? There's no question.
My parents?
Yeah.
Well, they had their occasional fight, but they love each other.
Well, everybody better have occasional fights.
Yeah, no. Well, when they there's sometimes when they do fight, it gets well. No, it doesn't get scary, but it's interesting. It gets very interesting.
My parents have a lot of fights.
Well.
But not a lot.
It's expected.
The thing is, 3 minutes later, they'll turn around and they'll be like, well,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so you never take it seriously. It's like, oh, well, they're at it again. Oh,
right.
Well. They'll be kissing again, you know, whatever.
Yeah, but it's scary. I mean, 20 years. That means my dad got married when he was 23.
Ooh, really?
My mom was 23. My dad was 23. My mom was 26 or 25. 25 or 26. That's young.
That is very young.
Oh, well, I'm planning on getting married when I'm 20.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not serious. I'm not even going to be out of college when I'm 20.
I was going to say, what is father going to say?
What can he say?
Yeah.
It's the parents of the bride who pay for the wedding anyway.
Oh, well.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on, Verena.
Hey, I don't know.
I'm kidding here.
I don't know.
I'm not going to get married when I'm 20. If I'm going to get married, I'll get married before I'm 20. That way I can make a real statement. But, I mean, when you say I got married at 20, people think, okay, that's normal. Say you got married at 19, that's a totally different story.
No, I don't think getting married at 20 is
Don't worry, Miren, I'm not going to be getting married anytime soon.
I think it has to be like, what, 27 for a guy to 35.
I want to get married. I don't know. I mean, I was actually thinking about all this last night and the night before. I mean, tons of thoughts were just like running through my head when I was sleeping. And it was like, well, my parents met each other and fell in love when they were in college. Does that mean I'll probably meet somebody that I really do love here in college too? It's like totally, totally weird.
No, it's true. I think you eventually will, and if not, you'll find somebody elsewhere.
Well, you never know. Never, ever know.
But you won't have a problem. I mean, that's the last thing you have to worry about.
Yeah, worst comes to worst, I'll just, like, go to the love connection.
Mm-hmm. Dial 1-800.
No, you know the TV show? Yeah, the one where you, like, go on TV and you choose a date, then you tell them how the date went, and they want all the gory details, whether they're good or bad.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That is insanely infantile, and it's typically stupid in, like, pop TV culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's the American society for you.
Yep, pop culture. Next day, it's another thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, golly.
Did I tell you that I flunked physics, right?
You what?
I flunked physics.
I'm sorry.
I thought I told you.
No.
Oh, well. No, it's for the better.
Can you drop out? Can you still drop?
I'm going to see if I can.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably a little late, and if I can't, then I don't care. I really don't. It's just that I'm overwhelmed. I've taken too much physics already. And my physics teacher, who's like the top of the department in the University of Puerto Rico, who was also in the university in Moscow or something, he said, well, that's okay. I flunked once, too. And it was my freshman year, too. And it was because I was just too nervous, too anxious. I loved the subject too much. I just tried too hard, and I was going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what happened to me.
Yeah.
So it's normal. And it's fine. And well, I'm not worried.
Don't worry, you'll rebound.
I know that I'm a very good physics kid. I mean, I understand it very well.
A really good physics kid.
Yeah, woman. Woman del calle. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know that I'll do fine. How are you doing?
I'm surviving right now. I mean, it's still, like, questionable. I mean, not questionable. But, I mean, there's so many things that are, like, up in the air right now, and I'm not going to know until after I get back from Christmas break.
Mm-hmm.
So I just have to, like, keep on going, because if I just stop and start asking questions, I'm going to fall behind.
Mm.
So just have to keep chugging away.
Mm-hmm. Don't we all?
Anyway, the way I look at it, whether I do well or whether I do poorly, actually, no, I don't even want to think about doing poorly. But whatever it is, at least I'll be on vacation for 3.5 weeks, and then I have to come back to reality.
When?
What?
In Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, and look, you're gonna be in a nice little chalet, a nice little cottage with a fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I'm going to have the waves, the dancing, the beach, the moonlight, the sunsets.
I don't want to hear it.
The sunrise.
I don't want to hear it.
How romantic.
I don't want to hear it.
You don't think it's romantic?
You better shut up before I hang up on you.
I'm sorry. But let me just say this.
I don't want to hear it.
Oh, come on.
I don't want to hear it.
Listen, you're even...
I don't want to hear it.
Well, I'll say this anyway. You're luckier than I am, because at least you have a boyfriend.
You want a boyfriend, too.
I don't want a boyfriend.
You finally came out of the closet.
Yeah.
I've always been wondering. Dude, I thought he wasn't he gay?
Oh yes, yes,
hey.
Verena. I'm about. I'm not even.
You didn't try anything with me. You never.
I'm not even going to entertain that.
I'm kidding. Dude, you are like one of the most honorable people I've ever met. Seriously.
Oh, thank you. What,
that's
why
I trust
you. Hold on. Are you saying being straight and being honorable are the same thing?
No. I'm just kidding about. You don't have to be straight or not gay or whatever the hell or gay.
Whatever.
You don't try something with somebody. I think it's honorable person thing if you are. If a person has a girl boyfriend, you don't try anything.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do, or if you let anything happen, I find that dishonorable.
Yeah, it is.
But that's also the Latin culture, so.
Well, yeah. All I know is
it's
that
it's different with Americans.
It's different with what?
With Americans.
Yeah. Now the way I look at it, if you have somebody, you better be very, very happy with them. You can go through anything. So.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But it's also additional stress because you're always trying to make everything work, long distance wise. That is.
Well, that's the one little problem that you're having.
Because
you guys are so far away. Me, hopefully, I'll be able to find somebody here.
Knowing you, you'll find somebody in Venezuela.
Venezuela, or I'll find somebody here in Penn, if I can find anybody. Who knows?
Well.
Who knows?
Make sure it's not a gringa.
What's the matter with gringas?
I don't know.
There's something wrong with them.
I would never marry a gringo. Watch me marry a gringo. My sister said that, and watch her. Look, she's marrying a gringo.
Yeah, and look at her. I mean, Jim's a great guy.
Jim's a sweetheart. I love him. And I always thought he was my brother anyway.
So you're marrying in the family.
Yep. Incest. Oh, dear.
No, I mean, when I met Jim back in May, I'm thinking, God, these two are really great together.
Yeah.
Plus, he went to Penn, so that makes it all the better.
The what?
Plus, he went to Penn, so,
yeah.
So that's all the better.
But he didn't like Penn.
He loved Penn, supposedly. That's what he told me. He said, you're going to love it there at Penn. I liked it there a lot.
Yeah, but he did not like it, really.
Really? That's
yeah.
Too bad. I'm having a good time.
But it's changed, you know, and everybody, I mean, Penn has changed from how it used to be. I mean, things do change.
Mm-hmm.
And they do evolve and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And Marisa better come down here because I'm going to go to sleep or have to go to the bathroom again. God, I'm always so nervous I go to the bathroom all the time.
What, am I making you nervous?
No, finale. The final exams.
Oh, God.
I bet you're nervous, too.
I'm nervous. I'm just contemplating what I'm going to do at 9 o'clock.
What do you mean?
No, 9 o'clock is when I'm going out to have coffee or hot chocolate with cake and crumpets and all that other nice stuff with the person.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. What? There's nothing wrong with having hot chocolate and coffee and all
Carlos,
that.
Carlos, I was simply thinking whether I should go to church with Marisa or not.
Why are you going to go to church? It's Wednesday.
Yeah, but they have the thing of the first day of Christmas, Roman Catholic, you know?
Hold on, there are 12 days of Christmas, right?
No, that the day that she finds, they go to Jerusalem before they go to Jerusalem. I don't know, whatever.
Who knows? So you're going to church tonight?
Yeah, I don't go normally to church.
Mm-hmm. I never go to church.
I go to church on special occasions, though, like once.
No, I don't think I've stepped foot in a church.
Cool.